Wait, did your podcatcher just update that there's a new episode for me? Yes, I know I have been gone for almost 2 months now. But I'm back at work, been out for 6 weeks or so with my appendicitis. And I just haven't listened to podcasts. I haven't even recorded anything except with my wife on her show. But, yeah. Anyways, it's Tuesday. And that is Tuesday Thoughts. This time, it is on death in RPGs. Mainly because I just started listening to podcasts again. And apparently, that's what everyone is talking about. Or at least the people that I've just recently listened to. Death in RPGs. So, I've noticed a lot of people, you know, it's kind of boring when you die, when you hit 0 hit points. I think the reason for that is because we have game mechanics for literally everything else in the game. For attacking, dealing damage, you know, spells, everything. But there's no mechanics when it comes to, well, you hit 0 hit points, you're dead now. And I think a lot of people also don't like the extreme of 5th edition, all those death saves you gotta make and all that. But they also don't like the whole zero and dying. And then they think it's kind of silly to have negative hit points and dying. Because what's the point then? Does it really matter? I'm going to just briefly say that I'm trying to write my own fantasy RPG. And I haven't come to this yet at all in my writing. But thinking about it, I like the idea of having some kind of semi-death save. In my game, you have a, you know, difficulty checks are in increments of 4, starting at 8. So you have 8, 12, 16, 20, and 24 being the hardest. And who knows, maybe in my game that I write up, the first time you drop down to 0 hit points, you just roll your d20 plus any con bonus or penalties, and you gotta beat 8. And then the next time you drop down, it goes to 12, and then 16, and then 20, eventually to the point where you can't beat it anymore. And I guess that gives some kind of, you know, you don't want to die and make a new character, especially if you just started playing. But I don't know. But I'm also a fan of, you know, dying at 0 hit points. It doesn't bother me. It's in the game. That's fine. If it says you die at 0 hit points, that's how it is. And I don't know, I think in video games, it's not like that. Or if you do die, oh well, I'll just load my game up and try to, you know, see if I can beat it this time. So it's not like it's, I think we're conditioned to think that there needs to be some sort of game mechanics when it comes to death. It shouldn't just be I just reached 0 hit points and now I'm dead. There should be some sort of rolling dice, I feel, or maybe that some people feel, involved in the death. I like what Dungeon World does, where you just roll your 2d6. I think it's 10 and more. You bounce back up, nothing happened. 1 through 6, you die, that's it. And then 7, 8, 9, you have an offer, usually by death. Sometimes it's really crazy that completely changes your character, but you can choose to live. Or it could be something where you'll live until you finish out the task you were sent out to do. So if your task was to go save whatever from whatever, and you do that task, you will die. Death will finally come and get you. Something like that. But I don't know. Thoughts, opinions. Again, I think I'm going to do the single death save. You get knocked out. See what happens. I don't know.
So that is it for this episode. If you have any questions or comments, you can go to anchor.fm, search JB Publishing, and you can send me a voice message. Or you can also use the Anchor app, and again, search JB Publishing. If you want, you can email me at thelonebards@gmail.com with questions, comments, or even voice messages that are longer than 1 minute. I also have a Google number that you can call And that phone number is 336-904-3531. You can call, leave a message on there, and I can, upload it to this show.